USA Radio News with John
Hunt. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. So there's about 20 states where we see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
After working with neighboring states on coronavirus-related closings, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that New York will join with states from Massachusetts to Delaware to create a regional supply chain for masks, gowns, ventilators, and other equipment vital to fighting the disease. New York buys about $2 billion worth of medical equipment supplies per year. The other states together spend only about $5 billion per year. Working together, they'll have stronger purchasing power and improve their clout with global suppliers. Michigan's governor said gun-carrying protesters who demonstrated inside her state capitol depicted some of the worst racism and awful parts of United States history. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer tells that protest featured Confederate flags and nooses as well as swastikas. Members of the Michigan Liberty Militia protested the state's stay-at-home orders this weekend with some weapons and tactical gear. They went inside the Capitol, where being armed is allowed, and demanded access to the House floor, which is prohibited. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senior British doctors have warned that 250 ventilators that the United Kingdom bought from China risk causing significant patient harm, including death, if they're used in hospitals. The doctor said the machines have a problematic oxygen supply, which cannot be cleaned properly, and had an unfamiliar design and a confusing instruction manual, and were built for use only in ambulances, not hospitals. The British case is not an isolated one, and it comes as a stark example of the problem that has plagued many countries as coronavirus continues to spread throughout the world. The Rolling Stones debut a title on the Billboard chart for the seventh consecutive decade as the new single Living in a Ghost Town enters multiple lists on the chart. The song makes its chart entrance exactly 56 years after the band's first trip to Billboard's charts. Mick Jagger talks about the new song on his Instagram.
Hi there. So we were in the studio, the Stones recording some new material before the lockdown, and there was one song I thought that would resonate through the times we're living in, which is called Living in a Ghost Town. So if you like.
The song was produced by Don Was. Living in a Ghost Town is the Stones' first new original song in 8 years. The song is intended to give the fans a little bit of a treat, especially after the news of the Stones' planned No Filter tour had been postponed as a result of COVID-19.
I'm a ghost, living in a ghost town.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.